This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 22nd of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains pleasant this evening, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. It's a warm night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF killed 20 Hezbollah terrorists and struck over 70 targets just minutes before a ceasefire in Lebanon. Also, Ynet informs us that the U.S. notified Israel of an extended ceasefire with Iran until Sunday, with Trump claiming Iran halted executions of 8 women protesters. Also, this hour, Walla reports that another French soldier from UNIFIL has been killed by Hezbollah fire in Lebanon, according to President Macron. Separately, I-24 News confirms that the French peacekeeper succumbed to wounds from a Hezbollah attack. And finally, Axios reveals that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a politically sensitive move for Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lahav Harkov, a journalist, shared a thought-provoking story about how creators' intentions can differ from public interpretation. In a post from earlier, Alex Browder, a financial analyst, highlighted that 26 MPs and lords are calling for action following his report on cryptocurrency laundering. Oren Barsky, a commentator, suggests that Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens keep the focus on Israel to distract from other issues. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF operation in Lebanon. According to the Jerusalem Post, the operation by the 91st Division targeted Hezbollah positions around Dibin, inside Lebanese territory. This strike occurred just before the ceasefire took effect. The timing underscores the tense situation on the Israeli-Lebanese border, impacting regional security dynamics. Turning to U.S.-Iran relations, Ynet reports that U.S. officials informed Israel of the ceasefire extension with Iran. Trump's intervention reportedly led to a halt in the execution of 8 women protesters. This development plays into broader diplomatic efforts, potentially easing tensions between Iran and the West. Meanwhile, the situation involving UNIFIL peacekeepers is dire. Walla reports that a second French soldier died after being hit by Hezbollah fire last week. This incident, confirmed by President Macron, raises concerns about the safety of peacekeeping forces in volatile areas. It underscores the fragile nature of peace efforts in the region. On the diplomatic front, Axios reports Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This initiative aims to facilitate further dialogue with Iran. It's a crucial moment for Netanyahu, balancing domestic pressure with international diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Vast Data, an Israeli-founded AI infrastructure company, has seen its valuation soar to $30 billion, raising $1 billion amid a boom in AI development. Separately, Globes confirms that Vast Data plans to use its new funds to strengthen its role as a central AI operating system, highlighting the growing importance of AI in tech. And finally, Israel Hayom Business explores ongoing efforts to address urban renewal bottlenecks in Israel, a pressing issue despite years of conflict, with new strategies beginning to take shape. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.